This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today in This is a Global Economy in Strange and Mysterious Ways, postage rates. A couple of years ago, there was a big Trump administration-led brouhaha over international postage and who paid how much to ship. Very long story made short, and believe me, you are going to be glad to have been spared the details on this one. For going on a year now, Chinese shippers who rely on the United States Postal Service for delivery of their goods once those goods get here have been having to pay higher rates. Marketplace's Jennifer Peck spoke to a businessman in Shanghai to find out how he's coping.
Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the biggest challenge businessman Bai Haitao ever faced was getting paid on time. He used to sell LED screens on the Chinese market.
In China, it's very common for clients to delay payments. One client took 10 years to pay off an invoice. It was unbearable.
So unbearable that he quit the LED industry and switched to e-commerce in 2017. He mainly sells to the US and Europe through an American app called Wish, a cheap online sales platform. COVID may have cost him business, but at his warehouse in Shanghai, all his employees are back to work. The shelves are fully stocked. He says his top sellers are robot vacuums, cell phone holders, and earrings. But over the past year, Bai Haitao says he came close to shutting down so many times. First, China went into a lockdown, and he still had overseas orders to fulfill.
Shenzhen and Yiwu cities stopped their manufacturing. So we went from factory to factory, begging each one to send us whatever products they had in stock.
Chinese manufacturers finally went back to work last spring, just as the rest of the world went into lockdown. Bai Haitao survived by selling pandemic-related stuff, thermometers, plastic gloves, and sanitizers. Something else saved him too, U.S. stimulus checks.
When the U.S. government handed out money, our orders were really good. Sales in May tripled compared to the year before.
His lucky streak didn't last. In July 2020, shipping fees for sellers like Bai Haitao went way up. See, when products are sent from his Shanghai warehouse, he uses the postal system. Mailing a necklace to the U.S., for example, would cost Bai Haitao just a few pennies. That's cheaper than sending a letter from L.A. to New York. And that's down to an international cost-sharing agreement. Under the deal, the U.S. pitches the bulk of the delivery costs, while developing countries like China pay less. And this is done through the Universal Postal Union. Again, Bai Haitao.
The Universal Postal Union was established more than 100 years ago. It was meant for letter delivery between countries.
But e-commerce sellers like him saw a loophole. They sold only small and lightweight items sent through the postal system.
For small parcels, during peak times, I sent more than 10,000 a day to the U.S. Per year, that's millions of packages from my company alone.
It's not fair, says the U.S. government. And the previous administration under Donald Trump threatened to leave the international agreement unless America pays less. And it got its way. Local news reports say under the new changes, China will pay a lot more subsidies to have its parcels delivered abroad, a 27% increase in 2020. That extra cost, though, gets passed on to American consumers. Bai Haitao has seen his sales drop by half.
I understand why there is frustration in the U.S. Chinese sellers took advantage of the U.S. postal system. We admit that. But ask yourself, why are Americans able to pay so little for Chinese products? Isn't it also true that Americans take advantage of our cheap labor?
As for Bai Haitao, he's still keen to sell to Americans, and he finds they pay on time. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.